listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. A heads up, if you're paying off a home, you're in for an eighth consecutive rate rise to round out the year. ANZ is forecasting a 25 basis point hike when the RBA meets today that'll bring the cash rate up to 3.1%. David Plank from ANZ says while spending data is promising, it's likely not enough to pause.
Well, I think we'll only get 25. I think 50 is not, probably won't even be discussed, actually. I think last week we got some weaker retail sales data and inflation data. So I don't think they'll trigger a pause, but I do think the RBA board will be talking about going zero or 25.
Tomorrow's key national cabinet meeting has been postponed after the PM contracted COVID. Anthony Albanese was due to meet with state and territory leaders to discuss how to lower energy costs. The government's promised to reveal a plan by Christmas. Balinese police are searching for a Nigerian man who allegedly sexually assaulted an Australian woman in his hotel room. It's understood the pair were drinking at a bar in Kuta after meeting on social media the day before. The 31-year-old suffered horrific injuries. Our Socceroos have arrived back in Sydney and Melbourne overnight, receiving a hero's welcome. Forward Marco Tilio has told Seven despite being knocked out of the World Cup, he's proud of the team for making the final 16.
The brotherhood, camaraderie we had in the group, we always had the belief that we could make something special of that tournament, and I think we did that, and hopefully everyone at home appreciates what we've done.
And Prince Harry and Meghan have dropped another Netflix trailer overnight, teasing their controversial doco on the royals that'll be released Thursday.
There's a hierarchy of the family. You know, there's leaking, but there's also planting of stories.
However, a photo of Meg being hounded by the press has put their version of events into question. It was reportedly taken at a Harry Potter premiere years before they met. Croatia needed a penalty shootout to make it through to the World Cup quarterfinals this morning, seeing off Japan after the sides finished a regular and extra time at one goal each. Here's the winning penalty thanks to SBS.
Pašalić only has to score to ensure the job is done. Which he got!
And in cricket, Australian coach Andrew McDonald isn't prepared to rule out Pat Cummins ahead of Thursday's second test in Adelaide. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, sunny skies for Brisbane chasing a top of 35 degrees, also a hot one for the Gold Coast, a max of 32. Mostly fine for Sydney, getting to a top of 23, a possible morning shower for Melbourne and 21. Grey skies for Hobart, 16 the max, partly cloudy for Adelaide and 26. Same goes for Perth and 29. Educate yourself on the dangers of the dark web and those who operate there. Just search for the Children in the Pictures podcast, available now via the Listener app. Our Socceroos have arrived.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.